Well, good morning, everybody. We meet in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good to see you one and all. Welcome to Elmdon Church. Welcome to those of you who are watching elsewhere as well. This is our morning service, our Sunday service, and we are continuing today to look at parables in the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Graham, one of our preaching team, will be talking us through one of the parables in a few minutes' time. We are trying to keep our services pithy and short at the moment. It's also the case that the world around us is changing, and the coronavirus crisis is changing all of the time. And it's possible that it may not be we may not be able to meet in person for a few weeks. Do watch this space. Assume that we're going to be here next Sunday, unless you're here otherwise. But it is quite possible that we might need to pause our in-person services for a few weeks. Obviously, they'll still be available online, and we would invite you to join with them. And we will have services, if we need to, we'll have services not only on Facebook, YouTube, but on Zoom as well. Watch this space. But do assume that we'll be together in person next week, unless you're hear differently from us. In terms of news, you've got your prayer sheet in your pod. Are there any birthdays? No? No birthdays? Okay. Any other news to share? Okay. Okay, so we'll pray for Megan Walton. That's a message from Marilyn, presumably, yeah. So, interesting times, Marilyn. I hope that all goes well. We look forward to hearing all about that in the days to come. We'll pray for Megan in a moment. Iona, you had a little piece of news. So do you mind if I share with people what you told me? Is that okay? So strange times for pupils and students in school at the moment. But in spite of everything that's been going on, Iona has got not one, not two, but three. What do you call them? They're not called merits. What? Three over expected. So you're rare. How about that? So so one of them was for French. Oui? Oui. Ooh, yes, okay. And then there was ICT. And maths, how about that? Not art, though we're working on that one, aren't we, Iona? But how about that? Three over expected, so well done to you. Anybody else? Hard time for children of school age, students of school age, of course, because many of them aren't able to physically go to school at the moment, and so it's that whole home learning thing over again. Any other news to share? Okay, well, let's just take a moment to pray for Megan and also for students who would normally be in our schools. Father God, we thank you for the gift of new life. We thank you for the gift of this new life in the Walton family. We pray for Megan and that family and for that little baby as well, that everything will go well with that birth. We look forward to meeting little person soon. Be with her, him, and the family, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. And also, Lord, we pray for students not able to be part of their normal school schedule at the moment. We pray for those who are trying to learn at home. We pray especially for those who are finding that difficult, whether because of lack of IT facilities or other things. And we pray, Lord, that even in a time such as this, children may be able to achieve their over expectations, Lord, that even in a time such as this, the children of this land and world will flourish. Father God, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Any other news? Let us come before the Lord in confession. God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Let us then show our love for him by confessing our sins in penitence and faith. We keep some moments silence, and then we pray together the prayer of confession on the screens. For all the times we have gone our own way, Father, forgive us. You tell us to follow you. For all the times we have put ourselves before you and our service to others, Father, forgive us. You tell us to love. For all the times we've been selfish with the things that you give us, Father, forgive us. You tell us to share. Father, to follow you, to love you, to love others, and to share with them. Father, forgive us. You tell us to change. And so, friends, we know, don't we, that in Jesus Christ is forgiveness of sins. In Jesus Christ, God offers forgiveness to his people. In Jesus Christ, his death on the cross, his rising from the dead, his rising to new life, we are promised that new life to come ourselves. We can stand before God, not through our own righteousness, but because of what he has done. Life to the full with Jesus forever. This is good news, is it not? We celebrate that. We go out with joy to serve in the world because of what Jesus has done for us. Well, we'll pick up some of these things in our reading today. You'll find it in your pod on a little piece of paper. Obviously, if you're at home, you can follow in your Bibles there. It's Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 29, and we're going to hear that read for us now.
This morning's reading is taken from Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 29. Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.' Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundations on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a crash." When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority, and not as their teachers of the law. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Ellie, and Graham is going to come and speak to us.
Good morning. So we have the wise and the foolish builders, a very well-known parable. And whenever I hear this parable, I always remember the song that I learned as a child, "The Wise Man Built His House Upon the Rock." It's now also one of Lydia's favourite songs. Unfortunately, we can't sing at the moment, but we all know how it goes. The wise man built his house upon the rock, and there's actions with it, and you're doing the actions too, fantastic. The wise man built his house upon the rock, the wise man built his house upon the rock, and the rain came tumbling down, and the rain came down, and the floods came up, and the rain came down, and the floods came up, and the rain came down, and the floods came up, and the house on the rock stood firm. But there's a foolish man too, isn't there? The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rain came tumbling down. And the rain came down and the floods came up. And the rain came down and the floods came up. And the rain came down and the floods came up. And the house on the sand fell flat. Jesus knew about building houses. Jesus worked for many years as a carpenter, and that is one of the skills needed for building a house. So he may well have been involved in building houses. And still today, when we build, we know it is essential to build on firm foundations. So Richard is going to put up a picture of a house that has been built on sand. That doesn't look right, does it? What's happened to it? What's happened to the sand under the house has moved. The walls of the house have started to move. They're no longer straight. They're starting to crack. They're starting to fall. Bits of brick have fallen off. You can see the front corner has got exposed brickwork where bits have fallen off the house already. And it is not safe to live in. And sooner or later, that house is going to fall down completely. If you're going to build a house, you need to build on firm foundations. That's common knowledge. Everyone knows that, don't they? Well, maybe not. But Jesus uses this common understanding as a springboard to talk about a different kind of building and a different kind of foundation. What do we build our lives upon? What are the foundations on which we base our lives? Do we have any? Are they like sand that will wash away when it rains? Or are our foundations firm like a rock? So Jesus says, the rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Jesus here is being real about what life is like sometimes. Yes, there are times when it's sunny and dry and calm and not a cloud in the sky. But equally, we all experience times of storms when life is frankly a bit rubbish. And to be honest, we're in the middle of a big storm at the moment with the COVID pandemic, and other storms come and go, leaving us feeling pretty battered. Examples might be losing a job, or bereavement, or illness, or financial worries, or relationship breakdown, or being a victim of crime, or being badly treated by others. And the list goes on. That's not a full list. There's plenty more ways in which we can be hit by a storm. And the house on the rock and the house on the sand both experience the same bad weather. So Jesus makes it clear we all have these storms. Sometimes there's a wrong impression given that becoming a Christian makes everything fine. People say, trust in Jesus and you won't have problems in life. Well, that's wrong. Or even worse, sometimes people say, if someone's going through a hard time, you need to have more faith, or you need to pray and it will be sorted out, or you might have unconfessed sin and that's why this is happening to you. All that is not the way Jesus puts it. Jesus says, everyone will have storms in their life. Being a Christian does not make us immune from these difficulties, and the fact that we experience them does not mean there's something wrong with our faith. But when the storms come, as they inevitably will, is the life that we have built going to stand firm and emerge in one piece afterwards? The contrast is between someone who hears the words of Jesus and puts them into practice, in verse 24, and someone who hears the words of Jesus and does not put them into practice, in verse 26. The challenge is to all of us here. We all hear the words of Jesus. We're all hearing the Bible read, sermons being preached week in, week out. Do we put them into practice or don't we? It's not enough just to hear Jesus' words and agree with them or think, that's nice, isn't he a good teacher? Building a life that will withstand the storms of life requires effort and action. We need to put his words into practice. So, in a similar way, the first part of the reading that I've not really mentioned yet, the first part of the reading makes it clear it's not enough just to say we are Christians if the life we build contradicts this. Jesus said in verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. And their outward good works will count for nothing if their inner life is not right with God. So in verses 22 and 23, it says, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? And he says, then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. So, what does it mean to do the will of the Father who is in heaven? And what does it mean to put Jesus' words into practice? Now, the immediate context of this passage is that it comes at the end of the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount started at the beginning of chapter 5 when Jesus goes up onto a mountain and starts teaching the people there. And it finishes at the end of chapter 7 where it says, when he finished saying all these things. So, you might want to read through Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7 to see exactly what Jesus is telling us to do. And some of it is very challenging. Jesus talks about how we relate to other people. He talks about honesty in what we say. He talks about how to pray. He talks about our relationship with money. He talks about trusting God to provide for all our needs. Putting Jesus' words into practice means putting Jesus first in all aspects of our life. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. That is part of the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus is referring to when he says, those who hear my words and put them into practice. It means committing ourselves to him, not just once in our lives, not just I became a Christian when I was very small or whatever it is, but every day, keeping that relationship fresh. It means trying to discern his will in the big decisions of our lives and not just doing what we want. Putting Jesus' words into practice means battling against the sin in our own lives and praying for the Holy Spirit to help us in that battle. It means speaking out against injustice, and it means ensuring that we deal with others fairly. Putting Jesus' words into practice is hard work, and it's a lifelong task. It's never finished. But for my own life, I commend it as by far the best way to live, because everyone who hears Jesus' words and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundations on the rock. Amen.
Thank you, Graham. So we continue in prayer. Let us pray. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Father God, we thank you for your word in Scripture. And Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will work in us, that we might truly hear your will, Lord, and that we may truly do it. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Save us, good Lord, from all feigned faith, of going through the motions, of merely saying the words we're expected to say. No, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, change our hearts and our lives. May our behaviour towards others speak of your deep change taking place within us. Father, protect us from malicious thoughts and evil works. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. Help us, Lord, our rock, to build our lives and our actions on you. Protect us from falling with a great crash, the splintering of human lives, of human hopes and dreams. No, Lord, keep us from sin and guard those afflicted by it, by their own sin or as the result of the sinfulness of others. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching. Father God, may we be ever amazed at the truths that we find in your book. May we hear them always with humility and through them grow in love. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. Father, may we know, may we bow the knee before your authority in all things. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we keep some moments silence now. Please do pray for people and places in need of God's wisdom and guidance and blessing today. We pray for Megan and for that family. Pray, please, for those being afflicted, for those who are depressed. Pray for those who don't know Jesus as Lord of their lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we finish by praying as our Saviour taught us to pray the words of the Lord's Prayer. These are up on the screens. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So we come towards the end of our service. We will be here, God willing and good sense willing, next Sunday. Please do come. We would love to see you then. And we will let you know if that needs to change, either because the government guidance, advice, regulation changes, or because we decide that we need to keep everybody safe, and that is the best way of doing it. As we go out from our service today, we are tightening up on the way we leave the building because of the situation that we find ourselves in. So I'm going to ask you in a minute to get your things on ready. And then as you're invited to leave, would you please do so promptly? And we're not going to be letting anybody else leave until you're right off the premises. This is to prevent bunching from taking place. So it will just take perhaps a little bit longer to get out of the building, but it would be really helpful if you're ready to leave as soon as you're told to do so. We're going to finish our time together with a prayer for God's blessing. Brothers and sisters, whether we are here or staying at home, I pray that you'll know the love of God in your life, that you'll know his guidance, his peace, now and always. So let us finish with a prayer for God's blessing upon us today and this week as we go out to serve. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you, friends, that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you, now and always. Amen. Go out to serve him, go out to love him, go out and give him the glory, go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, amen.
Is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. trust, the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name.
My hope.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. When darkness seems to hide His face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within. My anchor holds within the veil. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless stand before the throne. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Lord,